Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona, and I am so blessed to be able to be on BPN Radio, and we are thrilled that you joined us today on this day, whether it be morning, evening, or night. It is a good day. It's Sunday, and it's the time, you know, the Word of God tells us to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And I trust that you do have a Sabbath day and that you're keeping it holy and not working and what have you. We are excited that God is so good. And today we're going to basically call this sermon, He is Our Healer. And we have a very special guest today, Amanda Sullivan. And I did a interview with her a couple weeks ago, and she has a great testimony. I did it on Special Needs Watch on Thursdays, but I just feel like, you know, that you need to hear this. There's somebody out there that is in need of a healing, and I believe this will bless you abundantly if you listen to it. Amanda has a great testimony, and so we're going to play that for you.
And, okay, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And today we are so excited to be on BPN Radio. And today I have a special guest with me, Amanda Sullivan from Temecula, California. And she has a great story to tell what God has really done for her. And Amanda, welcome to BPN Radio.
Thank
this is
you.
Special Needs Watch, and I understand that you had a real miracle happen in the last, I don't know how many. Tell us about it.
All right. Actually, just over a year ago, about a year and a week ago, was the first time I had a doctor tell me that he thought I had Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer.
Uh-huh.
And after a couple of months of testing and evaluation, we learned that I had stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty serious. I had...
Stage 4 is definitely serious.
It is. I had tumors all over my chest, and in my lymph nodes, in my stomach lining, in my spleen, just throughout my body. I had cancer spots all over, you know.
Did that just spring up all of a sudden, or what?
Yeah, so last August, there was just a day that that I realized I was having some pain under my arm, and then it kind of spread to above my arm, around my clavicle, and, you know, I thought, I have a baby, I'm lifting him all the time, and yeah. So I just kind of went along with it. Well, I started to see... some kind of protrusions, like bumps, you know,
uh-huh.
come up, which, you know, now that I know, there were lymph nodes that got very swollen and enlarged.
Right.
So my doctor at first prescribed me some medication, some antibiotics, and
uh-huh.
He did a couple of rounds of that. And instead of getting better, I started to notice a couple of others on my neck and on my other side of my shoulder. And
wow.
So I went on a trip to see my family in Missouri. And while I was in Missouri, I went to urgent care because my antibiotics had run out. And
wow.
I just expected him to give me more antibiotics. And instead, he asked me a couple of questions, and he looked at me and said, Amanda, I think you have cancer. And I was just floored.
Oh, wow.
I mean, at the time, I was 34 years old. I had a six-month-old baby and a three-year-old child. You know, you just don't expect to hear those words at that point in your life.
Amen. That's very true.
So, yeah, it was crazy. So, you know, I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm.
I've served the Lord most of my life, and I found myself really anxious, which is not like me.
Yeah, right.
But as we were running these tests and things, it was just one day that finally I was driving on my way to a test, and I said, Lord, I want to be old. I want to be old. I want to see my
yeah.
I want to see my children grow up. You didn't give me these kids for nothing. I want to raise them. I want to be a minister of your gospel for all the days of my life. And what I need, from you, Lord, is I need something to pin to the wall. I need a word from you that everything's going to be okay. And if you give me a word, if you say everything's going to be okay, then I will believe and I will have faith and I will follow. I will do whatever it takes. But I need something to hold on to. And so I went into the waiting room to wait on the test, and I waited and waited and waited. Well, finally, wow. I said, okay, I need to pull out my Bible app and read some scripture because I was so anxious. And the Bible app for that day, the story took me to Jeremiah 29:11, which is a well-known verse.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, you know, that the Lord will give you a hope and a future.
Mm-hmm.
I have good plans for you. I have a hope and a future. And those were the key words. I just felt like the Lord was almost speaking them out loud to me, that he had a hope and a future for me.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I felt hope like I have never felt before. And I knew, this is the word, Lord, that I've been asking you for. This is what I can hold on to. And so over the next few months, obviously this is a very difficult time for myself, my husband, my family.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, I didn't have fear. I had anxiety about what the future held as far as what we were going to go through.
Yeah.
But I knew deep in my spirit the Lord was going to, he was going to save my life,
yeah.
You know, that I had a future, you know, I'd be old.
Yeah, right.
And about December, we finally started chemotherapy. And you know, it was rough.
Chemo is definitely, yeah.
It was, yeah. I had around every 2 weeks, I would go in for one day, and that would make me, it would make me nauseous and sick for about 3 or 4 days, and
yeah.
Then I would have headaches for another couple of days, and I'd have body aches for a few days, and finally I'd probably have about 3 days where I felt good, and then I'd start again. So for almost a full 2 weeks, you know, about 11 days out of that 2 weeks, I would be sick, in bed, struggling, you know, and the chemo was set to last for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And it did. We did a full 6 months of chemo, but
yeah.
I had a scan just before we started the chemo, and then in the end of December, you know, I had a lot of people praying for me, which I can't understate how.
Yeah.
I can't overstate how important that is.
Amen.
At the end of December, we had a time of prayer at our church.
Yeah.
And it was December 31st, New Year's Eve. And
yeah.
Our pastor called that day, okay, this day we are coming together for needs. We're going to pray for the sick. We're going to pray for those who have financial burdens, those who need something big from God. We're going to come together, and the elders of the church are going to lay hands and pray for these people.
Yeah.
And on that day, you know, I sat back in the back, and I'm a pastor at this church, and I'm usually the one in the altar praying for people and anointing people with oil. And I was sitting back in the back, and I couldn't be up there. I was so sick. My body ached,
yeah,
you know, right. I was nauseated. And I cried out to the Lord, and I said, Lord, you've called me. I have a purpose. I should be up at that altar praying for people. And the Lord spoke to me and said, a man with an arrow draws back the arrow in order to release it.
Oh, yes.
I am drawing you all the way back. And here I was sitting at the very back of the sanctuary watching the miracles happen in the altar. And
yeah.
And I said, okay, Lord, draw me back. Draw me back. I'll take this time. Every moment that you have at this time, I want to learn. I want to grow. And
yeah.
And then at the end of that service, our pastor brought me up and asked the congregation to pray over me. And, you know, there wasn't like fireworks. But I was like, Lord, I believe these prayers. And as I was walking out of the
yeah.
out of the sanctuary that day, a woman followed me out who is a man. She hears from the Lord. You know, there's just these people out there that they hear from God, and you believe them. You know,
well, they're communicating with the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
they're in tune with it.
They are, yes. And she came. She followed me out, and she grabbed my arm, and she said, Amanda. The Lord spoke to me while we were praying for you, and he said, you will meet your grandchildren. And she
say that again.
She said, the Lord spoke to me while we were praying, and you will meet your grandchildren. And she had no idea.
Meet your grandchildren.
Yes, that was my prayer. You know, that was like I was specific with the Lord and said, Lord, I want to be old so I can raise these kids and meet my grandkids.
Yeah.
She had no idea. You know, that wasn't something I announced. That was my personal cry of my heart. And the Lord is so personal to us in our distress. And he met me there and he said, the thing you ask of me, I'll grant you. You know?
Hallelujah.
And so in February, you know, I started feeling better. I mean, soon after this. Now, I was still sick from the chemo.
Right.
But when I felt better than I had in years. It was just... It was amazing how much better I was feeling. And so, you know, the people...
Did she pray for you right then?
Yes, she did. She did. The whole church prayed for me.
Oh, okay.
We brought the leaders up to pray for me, and then and she was part of that.
Okay.
And so then as we went through January, like I said, I just felt the strength coming back into me. And so then
praise
I had a God. I had a scan, another PET scan in February, and I was excited. You know, my husband was nervous. My mom was nervous, you know, because what if it's not working? And I just told him, guys, it's working. I'm feeling better. I have faith, all these things.
Yeah.
And so I did the scan, and then I went to my doctor's office the next week, and she walked in, and she said, Amanda, this is my favorite scan of the week. And then she said, no, this is my favorite scan of the month. And she said, maybe more than that. And she said, here, I want you to look at these. And she put my scans side by side. Now, I hadn't seen the first scan, and I'm grateful because it was rough. I mean, you could see the cancer just all over my body once she showed me.
CT scans show it really well.
They do, yes. Mm-hmm. So she put this other scan next to it, and it was nothing. And she said, I am ready to declare you 95% cancer-free. And she said, in fact...
God.
There is, yes, praise God. She said, in fact, there's a little spot right here in your sternum, because it was in my bones. And she said, in your sternum, there's a little spot right here, but I can't even say for certain that that's cancer. It could be scar tissue.
Uh-huh.
And she said, but to be safe, we're going to say you're 95% cancer free. And I said, praise God, I believe I'm cancer free 100%. Uh-huh. You know, I believe that's scar tissue right there and that God has already done the work.
Yeah.
And so that is just, to me, a miraculous event that happened to mm-hmm. say in 2 months to go from stage 4 to a place where my doctor can't even say for sure she saw cancer in my body. It's amazing.
That is amazing. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
You know, have you had it checked on that sternum?
Yes, I have. I've had two scans since then, and I'm 100% clear. 100% cancer free. Yes.
Woo.
I know. I mean,
that's awesome.
I can't say enough how good God has been.
You know, that is a wonderful story. And I have friends, you know, basically that have lymph node, you know.
A lymphoma.
Cancer, a lymphoma. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, they are really, you know, he's really going through it.
Yeah.
If you get a time to pray for him.
Absolutely.
His name is Wayne Anderson.
Okay.
He lives up in Safford, Arizona.
Okay.
And we've been praying for him. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, it just popped up like that.
Yeah, funny. That's...
And that's so amazing to me how that, you know, pops up like that. I've interviewed several people. You know, I've been a service officer for the VA for quite some time, and I've interviewed many veterans that had lymphoma.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, a lot of them never got healed. They died within just months.
Wow.
Of detecting it. So you are a miracle, a walking miracle.
Yes.
Praise
I believe it.
God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes.
We are so thrilled that Amanda took time to be with us and talk with us and what have you. But that was a real miracle for somebody out there today. I don't know who it is. I don't know where you're at. But I believe that the Lord is your healer. I love that song, you know, He is my healer. You know, I think about all the times that Jesus, as he walked the streets and as he walked the, you know, the roads and what have you, of the people that he healed. The blind was healed. blind Bartimaeus was healed. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that is a total awesome story. You know, the two blind guys was healed. One of them, he put, clay. He spit upon the ground and he made a clay thing and he put it on his eyes and he says, now go wash. And told him to where to go and what have you. And I'm sure that somebody had to lead him there, but he went and he washed. And when he woke, when he come back, opened his eyes up, he could see. Hallelujah. I know that I'm totally blind, and I know that God is able to heal. I believe in healing. I just believe the Lord is able to touch and heal our eyes. He's able to heal our bodies, no matter what the problem is. You know, I just know that, you know, when you look at Jesus and you think about how many times that he healed people, he healed the lame man, you know, he healed the arm that was withered and what have you, and he healed that on a Sunday, and that was on a Sabbath day, the Pharisees and Sadducees were so upset because he was doing healing on the Sabbath. There was a time when the four men took this man that had been sick for quite some time. They took the roof off and brought extended ropes down right in front of Jesus. And Jesus looked at him, you know, and he says, take up your bed and walk, you know. And this man gets off that cot, and Jesus just tells him, you know, he says, your sins are forgiven. And he says, take your cot and go your way. Hallelujah. Praise his name. We see many times that there was healings in that New Testament. I just think of the woman that was, had the issue of blood. And as Jesus was walking, as he was going to the grave of Lazarus, I believe it is, we see, the woman that had issue of blood for many years. And she said in herself, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be healed. And sure enough, the crowd was pressed around Jesus and on every hand, but she was able to squeeze through some way and touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. And he turns around and he looks and he says, who was that? Who was that that got healed? And finally the woman came forward, you know. And, you know, the disciples, they were just like, well, it could have been anybody. There's many people that are around you and what have you. But he said, no, there was somebody that got healed today. Oh, hallelujah. That's paraphrasing it, okay? But that's issue of blood totally cleared up immediately. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I just continue on this story about Lazarus. You know, they'd called him. This was, one of Jesus' very close friends, Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And he got sick. And they put him in the grave. You know, he died. And they called for Jesus. He waited 4 days. And finally he came. And he looked at that grave, you know, the grave. He said, where is he? You know, and they said, right here, this place. He says, roll the stone away. And they began to argue with him. Hey, if we roll the stone away, he's already stinking. Jesus said, go ahead, roll the stone away. And Jesus wept because of the people that were, some people say it was because Lazarus passed. But others say it was because of the unbelief of the people around him. And so Jesus, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And as he said that, Lazarus, he came forth walking in his clothes in his the wrapping that was around him, the death clothes, the burial clothes, and what have you. And they said, "Unwrap him." And here Lazarus was alive. Hallelujah. Jesus healed another person that was, you know, the young lady that was had died. And she came back to life because Jesus healed this little young lady. And he presented it to the parents. But there was many people round about there that just couldn't believe it, that he, that Jesus was going in to this little girl that was dead. And, you know, they made fun of him, but Jesus didn't even pay any attention to him. And see, that's what we've got to do. We've got to not worry about what everybody thinks around about us. You know, if we need to pray for somebody, we need to find a place and pray for them in a quiet place maybe or what have you. But you need to get a hold of the Holy Spirit and touch the throne of grace and be prayed up. You know, so many times that, you know, we're afraid to say anything. We're afraid of what people might think. But I tell you what, Jesus wants us to be bold. And I just believe that you need to step out and be bold. He says in Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse, you can read it there, 15 and 16. He says, be bold to come into the throne of grace with holy boldness, with your petitions. That's what we're to do. We're to come into the throne room and ask of Jesus. And as we ask, I believe that Jesus is our intercessor to the Father. And, you know, the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God the Father. Oh, I tell you what, these are total, you know, they are in unity and what have you. And I know that God is able to heal. God is able to minister to you today. I just pray that God would do that right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just feel like there's somebody out there that I need to pray for. I know that I do special needs watch on Thursdays at 1 o'clock and at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. But anyway, I just feel in my spirit that there is somebody that you need a healing today. And we just pray right now for a miracle to flow through this computer to you, that the power of God will minister to you right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak health to your body. In the name of Jesus, maybe you have cancer. Maybe you have lymphoma. I just believe that the Lord is able to cure you and clear that up right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak health to you right now. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every curse, every hex, every spell that's been spoken against you is now broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I just feel it in my spirit that something is happening in this place. Oh, glory to his name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing, for the miracle that's taking place out there. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, be encouraged because the Lord is able to heal. I don't know what your need is, but I just believe that there is a mighty, powerful God that can heal. Supernatural healing take place in your body right now. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Maybe there's somebody that has a heart condition right now. I just believe that God is able. I had two friends that basically had to have an operation this last few weeks. Hope to get them on my special needs watch. I just know that, you know, one of our friends, he had a heart attack. And so he's had several stents put in. Another, and he had a real challenge, and they had to go in there and freeze part of his heart some way. You know, I tell you, you just don't know what might happen to you. You know, I had another friend, you know, had he started bleeding on the inside, and that was, you know, a real challenge. He died, almost died from it because they couldn't even find a pulse. But you know what? God is able. He is our healer. Thank you, Father. Well, praise God. I thank God for the doctors that have the knowledge to take care of us, to help us through those critical times and what have you. This is totally awesome. Oh, glory to His name. He is our healer today. Oh, thank you, Lord. I speak healing and health to you right now. I know that there's other people that you just need a touch right now. I just feel it in my spirit. There's people out there that you're having, problems with your mind, and you're having challenges with dementia and what have you. I just speak health to that brain, that the fog will lift in the name of Jesus, that you'll be able to function properly in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. I speak health to that brain in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I see others out there that you're having a challenge with pornography. Oh, my goodness. I read an article the other day and heard something said that 68% of the men were hooked on pornography. I tell you what, that is a critical issue for America. I just believe that the Lord doesn't feel that this is a proper thing for men to be doing. It is something that the old devil is thrown at us. And that computer is a death warrant to a lot of people and a lot of marriages. It's destroying the family and what have you. And I pray that God would minister to you as an individual. If you're, if you're hooked on pornography, I just believe the Lord is able to deliver you right now. In the name of Jesus, you need to stand on the word and say, in the name of Jesus, I am not going to look at that junk anymore. In Jesus' name, speak it right now. Praise God. Oh, God is good. God is good. He is our healer. Are you believing it today? I just believe it. I just believe that He's our healer. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I lift up the name of Jesus, and I speak health to you again. In Jesus' name, I just feel stirred in my spirit about praying for those that are in need of a healing right now. In Jesus' name, I don't know what that need is, but I just see it out there. I just see people that are sick, that they need a deliverance from the sickness that they're dealing with right now. Oh, hallelujah. Will you agree with me right now that there is a miracle on its way? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I know that God is able. And I tell you what, this is BPN Radio. This is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. You can email me at ronlester45@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, drronlester.com. And I know that God is able to minister to you. I have two books out, I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse, and The Day the Lights Went Out. Encourage you to get one on Barnes & Noble or Amazon or wherever, and you can do an ebook or get a paperback. God bless you. And I look forward to seeing you next week or hearing from you and being able to preach to you. God bless you. We love you. See you soon.